Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Now, vaccines are back in our lives again. There's a new COVID vaccine rollout starting Monday, I think. It's also that time of year when we start getting the flu vaccine. I'm joined now by GP Dr. Adele Dourley to talk through colds, flus, vaccines, and what can we be doing to keep ourselves well this winter. Hi, Dr. Dourley.
Hello, how are you?
Will we start with COVID. So you've been vaccinating already, have you?
So the national programme, you're right, does roll out on October 2nd. So it is Monday for COVID and flu vaccines. Some GP practices may have gotten them in advance and probably have started it. So people may have heard from GPs already.
Are people taking it?
Yes, I think there definitely is some uptake. The people who are eligible for the flu or the COVID at the moment are the over 50s, over 5 years old with a weakened immune system, those who are 5 to 49 years of age with a health condition, which means they might be at more risk of COVID, and healthcare workers. And the Health Protection Surveillance Centre have released some data recently which shows from December 21 to March 23, that the COVID vaccination rollout programme resulted in a reduction in 87% of deaths, which equivalents to 16,000 deaths were avoided. And it reduced 81% of hospital admissions, which is over 100,000 admissions. So I think that data in itself supports the efficacy of the vaccines. So based on that, we'd hope that there will be a good uptake. And there is certainly uptake already there so far.
Yes, I think when it's not as immediate in our faces, COVID, people can think, oh, well, I've had plenty of vaccines and I've had COVID a few times and everything, but we still need to be immunised again.
We do, absolutely. And we did see some more COVID cases over the summer that have reduced. And now is an opportunistic time to get the COVID vaccine, because many people would have had COVID before or the COVID vaccine. And whilst that will give you some immunity, that will weaken over time. As a result, you do need the COVID vaccine to boost up your antibodies towards it and give you greater protection.
Are people getting, was there some talk that people could get a flu vaccine with their COVID vaccine?
Yes. So the national rollout, the programme that's been rolled out on October 2nd is for COVID and flu, so they can get it at both the same time, which is better for patients. So those that can avail of the flu vaccine are people who are over the age of 65, children from the age of 2 to 12 years of age, healthcare workers, pregnant people, people who are in residential or long-term care facilities, anybody who has a chronic health condition, which means they might be at more risk of a flu, such as diabetes, heart disease, respiratory disease, kidney disease or cancer. So they would all be eligible from the age of 6 months onwards. And then some carers will be eligible as well. So there's a huge group of people there that will be eligible to come forth and receive a flu vaccine.
And I see in the paper today as well that they are starting to, it seems to be like a pilot program of rolling it out in special schools and among certain senior infant classes as well.
Yes, absolutely. So the flu vaccine for children is eligible from 2 to 12 years. It's a special nasal vaccine. So it's easier for children to administer, for people to administer for children, but also there is an expansion of the rollout programme to senior infants and to primary school age special schools also. So that's quite encouraging.
I think a lot of people imagine that it gives you a bit of a flu.
I mean, getting both vaccines at the same time, you may experience some mild side effects. So you might have pain at the site of the injection. You might have a bit of swelling there. You might have a bit of headache or some aches and pains. But they're all self-limiting. And by that, I mean that they go away by themselves, or you can take a little bit of paracetamol or ibuprofen if needed. But they last a day or two and then they resolve.
OK. Listen, is it worth it for older people, maybe particularly? There's a pneumococcal vaccine and there's a shingles vaccine, I know, which is quite expensive, but I think it lasts 5 years, doesn't it?
It does. So the pneumococcal vaccine is a HSE-funded vaccine, and that is a vaccine which prevents against septicemia, pneumonia and meningitis. So it's quite important. So anybody over the age of 65 is eligible for that vaccine.
Okay.
But also anybody who is, there's a certain list of people who have a chronic or serious health illness which will also be eligible for it. So they might receive it before the age of 65 and then get a booster. So they would talk to their GP about that.
Okay.
In terms of the shingle vaccine, the shingles vaccine is not funded by the HSE at present, but it is a vaccine that will give you additional protection against shingles. It's recently been approved for over 50 years, and some of the evidence shows that if you're healthy and you get the vaccine from the age of 50 to 69, it'll give you 97% efficacy. which is very good. And over the age of 70, 91% efficacy.
Okay, and shingles can be a nasty thing, can't it?
It can indeed, because it's the risk of the pain afterwards, which can, you know, be complicating for people.
Okay, listen, I feel like we're back to going back 2 years now, but just will you give us a bit of an overview of like when we should stay at home, when we should keep the kids at home? Do we still test for COVID or, you know, all that kind of stuff?
So first question, so when should we stay at home? So I suppose tips really to get you winter ready. If you have symptoms or you feel that you have COVID-19, our recommendation would be that you would remain at home until 48 hours until your symptoms have gone away. There's the general thing would be not to test, because if you have the symptoms, our advice would be to isolate and avoid contact with others. There would be a certain group of people that may attend healthcare professionals because they're not improving or getting worse, and they may be asked to take a COVID test then. But our general advice is no. If you feel you have symptoms of COVID-19, we would recommend that you stay at home until the symptoms have resolved, after 48 hours until the symptoms have resolved, and then do not test.
So is what we're saying, it doesn't matter what it is, you don't want to be passing on
exactly
anything
to anyone.
Yeah,
we want to protect yourself.
And children wise, I know that we can get into the weeds here of like what is a snotty nose and everything else, but what would be your general rule of thumb for keeping a child out of school?
Well, I think it's important to recognise that there's hundreds of viruses out there, and it's normal for children to experience about 6 to 10 colds a year. So it's quite significant, and for parents to realise that if they are unwell, our recommendation be to keep them at home to avoid obviously passing it on if possible. But, you know, our five tips to get ready for winter is obviously if you're recommended to get a vaccine, we would recommend that you take that vaccine. We would recommend that you wash your hands regularly. We would recommend that you appropriate cough etiquette. So if you're coughing or sneezing, cover your mouth, avoid touching your face and your hands, your eyes and your mouth as much as possible, because we know that's how germs enter the body. And if you are unwell, stay at home. And I think we'd reiterate those five things. In addition, for parents, we have a great website called Under the Weather, which is a HSE initiated website, which gives really practical advice for to people and also for parents of children on the common illnesses that we see. So for example, coughs, colds, sore throat, earache, tummy bugs, rashes, all of that. They can get great advice there. And if they still have questions, they can obviously seek healthcare advice.
Okay, Dr. Adele Durley, thank you very much for that.